The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross. How the octopus avoids its own embrace. After this. An octopus survives by eating crabs, mollusks, and even other octopuses, grabbing the prey with its tentacles, paralyzing it with venom, and eating it with its parrot-like beak. But for years, scientists have tried to figure out how those tentacles actually work, because if you watch an octopus, you notice that the tentacles are slithering over each other as if they were greased, but the moment they encounter a meal, they instantly attach to it. It's even more remarkable because octopus tentacles are autonomous. They will automatically grab food even when severed from the octopus's body. But that creates a problem.
An octopus would want, maybe, to grab the skin of another octopus in order to catch it and eat it, but it doesn't want its own arms to grab each other.
Exactly. And now, neuroscientist Guy Levy at Jerusalem's Hebrew University says he's figured it out. There are chemoreceptors on the rim of each sucker, which sense molecules in the skin, and when they sense their own skin, the suckers automatically turn themselves off. The way the researchers tested this hypothesis, and this gets a little graphic, was by peeling the skin from one severed octopus tentacle and then seeing if another severed tentacle would grab the flesh underneath, which it did, but when the peeled skin was stretched over a plastic disc, the tentacle wouldn't touch it because the suckers were disabled by the skin itself.
So this is a magnificent, brilliant solution of nature to a potentially very complicated problem.
Embrace me.
And now you know how the octopus avoids its own embrace, and how it is able to eat another octopus, even one of the same species, without eating itself. I think you'll agree, that's a pretty important skill to have if you're an octopus. Sweet dreams. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.